Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Oshie Ginsberg. Thank you so much for being here. It's Friday, the 17th of September, 2021. And if you've never listened to this show before, welcome. This is a bi-weekly podcast where twice a week I hope to help you make today a little bit better than yesterday. That's it. Something you hear on this show, this particular episode and every episode will help you make today better than yesterday. There's over 400 interviews. Interviews are on a Monday. So Monday I speak with a guest, Fridays I speak with you. I have been here since 2013. Goodness, that's quite a while. Anyway, I hope you're okay. Thank you so much for your lovely, lovely feedback about The Masked Singer, which is, it's a TV show that I love to do because it means absolutely nothing. If you don't watch, watch television. Is it on the ABC? I don't watch television. It's a very, very silly, very, very fun show that means absolutely nothing. It's perfect and pure storytelling. It's, hey, here's a mystery. Would you like to know the solving of the mystery? Would you like to be a part of solving the mystery? Let's go together. That's it. There's no prize money. Nobody wins. That's it. It's great. It's empty and meaningless, and which is why I adore it. Super fun. We're on again this weekend. And I hope you can be a part of it because goodness knows we all need just a little rest from the malarkey that's going on. Just Christ, in the last 24 hours, I've been dealing with someone I love and care about. When I asked, oh, wow, so did you manage to, they're opening up to double vaxxed soon. Did you manage to get yours booked in? No, I'm not going to. Why? Well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I don't believe in that one. And I love this person, and this is a smart person, and I'm a bit, I don't know what to do about it. And then I wake up this morning and we've done a fucking nuclear submarine deal with America and the UK, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, man, get me in a shiny suit and let me scream take it off for a while. I need a break. So yeah, we're there to help. We take one Masked Singer three times weekly for relief of all current clusterfuckery and bullshit in our community. Boy, howdy. It's all happening, isn't it? Crikey, when Daddy Norman Swan over on CoronaCast, when Tegan says, so are you going to, when they open up at 70%, are you going to go back to the gym? Oh, no, I'm not gone. Are you going to a restaurant? Oh, no. 80%? Maybe 85. Fucking when the nation's default dad, Dr. Norman Swan, is reluctant. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. As I'm recording this, I've just found out that Queensland has made assisted dying available to Queenslanders. And you've heard me on this podcast talk about that many, 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 many times. And I'm very, very grateful that this is an idea that is starting to gain traction in our community. If you have ever watched someone you love and care about lose their dignity towards the end of their life, you would understand why assisted dying is a big and beautiful, wonderful gift that we can give to people. I mean, I've said on this show many a time, I want to go fit, dead. That's it. And if the doctors go, "That mate, we can't do anything more for you," I'll be like, brilliant. Before I lose my ability to swallow or make good decisions, get everyone around. Let's have a big lunch. We'll play some Scrabble. I'll hug you all. And then I'm going to drink this very, very special cup of tea. You can hold my hand and you can have some leftovers for afternoon tea. That's going to be in about 50 years from now. Don't worry. But yeah, I'm very grateful that Queensland has seen that light. And I hope that people are able to take advantage of it. And there's not too much of a delay there. Very quickly, I did want to tell you about Sunday night on SBS. You're finally going to get a chance to see A Matter of Life and Death, which is a documentary that I was a part of making. You'll remember at the end of last year, I was talking about making a documentary. I was working on a project that I couldn't talk about. And if you remember the episodes around last year, you would have heard it in my voice. It was really heavy, heavy lifting. And you'll see why on Sunday, because we shot it quite intensively over about 3 weeks. We were shooting 5 and 6 day weeks, and they were long days. I guess when, you know, we were unable to travel out of the state and we had lined all the interviews up back to back to back to back to back. And, you know, we spent our days talking to survivors of suicide. We spent our days talking to people who'd lost family members to suicide, to frontline workers, to, you know, we did this whole segment on the Sydney Rail Network and, you know, speaking with train drivers. And it was an enormously heavy undertaking. And you will hear it in my voice when you listen to those episodes from about November last year. Just like if, you know, we were demolishing our house and we had to pull the staircase out, we would put a barricade around the hole in the floor so no one fell through it, right, while we put a new staircase in, because we have to make the site safe. So we had to do all this really interesting work around the crew and everybody to keep us all safe, because we're talking about this really heavy stuff every single day. And I don't know if it made the cut of the final film, but the very first interview we did was with my psychiatrist. I write about him in my book. And his dog was a part of it, which was great. So his dog's a big part of my recovery. But we kind of came up with a strategy of how to, you know, do this sort of thing safely and talk about this sort of thing safely. And I'm really grateful that we did, because we were able to tell these amazing stories that ultimately you wouldn't know that a documentary about preventing suicide in Australia could be something that was just so full of hope. But it truly is. It's a film that is just so full of possibility. Because we're so afraid to talk about suicide, right? And rightly so. You know, the research is conclusive. We have to be really careful when we're making it that, you know, if you do, you know, discuss suicide, there's ways of talking about it that you can do so safely, but there's other ways of talking about it that can put people at risk. And so we have to be super duper 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 careful. I'm being super careful right now. I should point out that if this conversation that I'm having with you is causing you any feelings at all and you need to talk to someone, call Lifeline right now, 13 11 14. Just do it, or jump on Kids Helpline. They have a web chat. You don't even have to talk to anybody. And it's a really important thing to talk about, because we will lose 9 Australian people today to suicide and 178 people will attempt. And those numbers are staggering. That's nearly 2,000 people every week who are in so much trauma and so much pain, they're looking for a permanent solution to what is rationally a temporary problem. And that is 63 Australians that aren't here this week that were here last week. And that is, those are devastating numbers, and we absolutely have to talk about it. So I really hope you take the time to watch the film. Before I got sick myself and I experienced suicidal ideation, both passive suicidal ideation and active suicidal ideation, before then I had lost friends to suicide, but I'd never understood it, right? But as soon as I went through what I went through, I realized I absolutely have to talk about this, and I have to talk about what it's like when the ideas show up and how you can help people. And that's it. So that's kind of why I went for it. And I'm really, really grateful that the team at Loon Media were so gracious and so supportive in allowing me to share my story, and supported me so much, allowing me to share my story the way I shared it. And especially to my director, Jody Boylan, who is an absolute master of the craft of documentary making. She made War on Waste, and she made Fight for Planet A, among other things. She's an incredibly talented filmmaker. And she was able to help me tell my story in an incredibly powerful way, more powerful than I could have done it by myself. And she was able to help us get, just frame this conversation through a lens of hope. And it was an absolute honor and a privilege to work alongside her on this. I've got to say as well, a massive contributor was Toby Ralph, our shooter, our camera person. He previously had shot everything that Todd Sampson had done, all the body hack stuff. He's masterful, and his visual storytelling is incredible. And he's also an incredibly wise, wise, wise man. And having his support doing that film was just brilliant, because he's a very clever person. And there was this one particular place that we went and visited. It's across the street from Blacktown Hospital, and it's essentially outpatient, inpatient ward. So if you are presenting, and I've been this close to having to go to ER when I've been in mental distress. But if you ever do actually have to go to ER, if you're experiencing anxiety or paranoia, or you've thoughts of self-harm that are just unrelenting and you need help and you turn up at an emergency, the chances are that it's going to be a very brightly, brightly lit room full of people who have experienced, you know, road trauma or bleeding from their head because they've been in a street fight, right? And because you're not bleeding or broken, you go to the back of the line. You probably sit in this loud room for hours, people screaming overnight. And I heard one story the other day about someone who, after 8 hours of being there, they got checked over, got down their vitals. They're like, "You okay? Yeah." And they got sent home in a taxi with no aftercare at all. And Toby was saying, the problem with our hospital system is there's only a blood and guts door. There's no mental illness or mental emergency door. And we went to this one place. It's in Western Sydney, across the road from the Blacktown Hospital. And it looks like a, you know, it looks like a family home. But what it actually is there's people inside it who are delivering empathy and compassion as a psychiatric intervention. So if you've ever had, I don't know, elective surgery or whatever, and you had to try to check into a hospital, it's fucking hard, man. It's so bad. They send you the forms days before you go there, and you have to click all these boxes on online, and it's just, it's a clusterfuck, right? Can you imagine trying to do that? Trying to check into a hospital when you're having an anxiety attack or having paranoid delusions? Forget about it. These people are amazing. It's called Stride, this place. And you can knock on the door, and there's people in there, and they'll sit you down and make you a cup of tea, give you a hug, and say, "What's going on?" They go, "Okay, then, well, all right, well, here's some services that we might be able to organize to help you. We might be able to help you get some groceries this way, and these people might be able to come and help look after your kids. And, you know, here's a way that we can get your dog walked. And, okay, so while all that's going on, we might be able to help you get the help you need." And, you know, chaperoning people who are in intense distress into the health system. And it's had enormous success. But what is it? It's not people in lab coats. It's not people with clipboards. It's not someone standing there in scrubs. It's not brightly lit lights. It's a cup of tea and a kitchen table and someone holding your hand going, "It's okay. You're not alone. We got this." And of all the things in the film, that was probably the most profound thing for me. And we spoke to a woman, and you'll see it in the film. We spoke to a woman who used that service, and there's multiple times where I'm in tears making this film, and there was multiple times when all of us as a crew were in tears making this film, because we have empathy, because we're human beings. And I really hope you get a chance to watch it, because it really is something that we need to talk about. And at least by watching it, even if you are experiencing or have ever experienced distress, by watching it, you might get the idea of, oh, good, it's not just me. But if you've never experienced distress, my mate Tom, he's Scottish, he's like, I've never had a bad day. I never had a bad day. When I talk to him about my anxiety and things, he's very compassionate and, you know, has a lot of empathy and love, and I love him to pieces. But he's like, man, I don't know what that's like. Hopefully it's something that can help. And he's a very compassionate man, so he understands what it's like. But if you're not Tom, hopefully it'll give you a chance to hear people who have been in enormous distress and been catastrophically depressed and even been suicidal. Hopefully it'll give you a chance to understand what it is like. And hopefully that'll give you the chance to be able to access some empathy and compassion should you ever have to help a friend or a family member out who's in that situation.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's on SBS. It's on this Sunday night at 8:30. And if you play your cards right, you can watch me in a very, very, very bright, shiny suit, scream, take it off, and then go the full Kermit at someone who's just ripped their head off a mask, and then flick over to SBS, and they listen to me speak in this voice. What a wild night of television. It's bananas when I think about that, to be able to do two completely polar opposite kinds of TV on one night in prime time on different networks. That's really a powerful thing, and I'm not considering it until I'm speaking right now, you know. These two incredibly powerful messages from both ends of the spectrum. One is just a message of pure joy and love and fun and glitter and release and togetherness. And the other one is just pure, as much as I can, empathy and compassion and togetherness. Yeah. I consider myself very grateful and very lucky. Very, very lucky to be in such a position. Anyway, I've taken up enough of your time. Look after yourself. Have a good weekend. Try to take care of your family. Try and take care of yourself. Try and have empathy and compassion for scared people in our community, whatever they might be scared about, whether it be, I don't know, vaccines or brown people or format changes on MasterChef, whatever it is that's now different that they're worried about, try and have some space for them and allow them the room to move, to change their minds. That's it. Until I speak to you on Monday, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.